We Have Concerns provides you with joy, we hope.
Yeah, we hope. We never check in to see.
Value?
Yeah, we'd like that.
Well, we would love some joy and value in return in the form of money. Can we have some money?
Yeah, give us some money. Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
Don't believe in shorts. I don't believe in them.
A little bit you like it.
No. We just move on. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
I'm defeated.
I am defeated. You let the whole world know I'm wearing shorts. Now I feel like a goddamn fool.
Now we all know. Well, at least you don't have the kind of credit issues that China has.
You don't know that.
He said, making a segue.
Yeah, I don't know. Number one, I don't know if it's the best segue. Number two, you don't know anything about my credit history.
That's true.
I have a real shitty credit history, as a matter of fact. Oh, God, yeah. I think my credit is just now, this year, at regular, not even good adult levels. Just like, oh, you're not a thief. Or a grifter,
or a drug addict. Yeah, those are the three levels that they move you out of. First drug addict, then you go up to grifter, and then up to thief.
Yeah, thief is definitely top.
Yeah.
Yeah, thief, grifter, drug addict. And then you go to like irresponsible man child, which is where I am.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
I'm back up to according to Equifax, I'm an irresponsible man child. According to the other two though, Beacon and that stuff.
Yeah.
Still right around like grifter.
Well, if you were in China, you would have options. This is a story that was sent to us by Ian Clasby. Thanks, Ian. He sent it to...
I think that's a first-timer. Welcome, Ian.
Yeah. I've never read that name before, but he sent this to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
It's a great place to send stories.
Yeah. You can also use our subreddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. And this is a story about how China handles credit. There is a Hong Kong-based loan company called WeLab Limited. And they're a lender, I should say. And basically what they do is, and I guess this is becoming more and more common in China, is they collect as much information about you as possible to determine what your interest rate is going to be and a potential discount on loans.
Okay.
So this
idea... that's not so different. I mean, we do that here in the States, right? Well, to the extent of pay stubs, bank statements... Yeah. Letters of reference, like that sort of stuff.
Well, this is several steps further. The first thing they do is they ask complete access to your cell phone. And for every piece...
No.
Yeah, they want to know all the apps you have. They want to know your GPS tracking information to see where you've gone.
No.
They want access to your Facebook account.
Facebook you can have.
Yeah, who cares, right?
You have Facebook.
Every piece.
Also, you can see what apps I use. I use some pretty good apps. I think I have good apps.
You got good apps? You got like credible apps?
Yeah. If you were to look at my apps, you would be like, these are the apps of a responsible human being.
These are the apps of not a grifter or a drug addict.
Certainly not. Maybe a thief.
These are all free apps.
I mean, what apps would be negative apps? Is it stuff with like micropayment games?
Yeah, probably. Like, a little Candy Crush on there. Maybe we'll want to see how much Candy Crush you've been playing.
You bought a lot of energy gems. You're not smart with money.
Yeah, this guy has several, microtransaction games.
And he's very high level. If I'm not smart with money, then why am I on level 375?
Yeah, exactly.
With only $20 paid in micropayments.
Look at all the virtual cats that I have alive right now. How am I not responsible?
Let me tell you about how my neckos are living.
They're doing great.
My neckos are living so good. So good. And I barely ever buy golden fish. I'm just saying.
Well, step right in here, sir.
Yeah.
To the
executive suite. Yeah, I need 13 mansions worth of loans, stat. I have the cowboy cat and baseball cat.
Oh my goodness.
And a mountain climbing cat.
And you're wearing a suit with shorts.
Yep, and that's how you know.
Like that business, guy from AC/DC.
Business on the torso, party on the legs.
So this is how this works. They basically start with this absurdly high interest rate, and then they give you discounts based on each point of data that you give them access to. So, for example, If you give them access to your Facebook account, you get a 5% discount on the cost of a loan. Access to LinkedIn gets you 10% off.
Have it twice.
Which, by the way, who gives a shit about LinkedIn?
Have it 18 times.
LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I'll give you my LinkedIn for nothing because I don't fucking use that shit. No one uses that shit.
You can't blow a thick layer of dust off of a website because it's not a physical thing.
Right.
Like, there's no way to lean in close to a website, Indiana Jones style, and go... And then do the thing with your fingers. There's no way to do that. But if you could.
The equivalent to that is how many of LinkedIn's emails go directly to my spam folder.
If you were to try.
That's the equivalent of dust just being pushed into my spam folder.
It was like, I can't log into LinkedIn because the weird rusty key that we found in a skeleton's hand that gets us into LinkedIn doesn't fit into this stone lock anymore because of hundreds of years of dripping water weathering it.
I can't remember the arcane question that in 2003 I thought would be a good question for my LinkedIn
account.
My
security question to log into LinkedIn is literally, grog make fire?
It's an old reference.
I can't remember how many I put in the grunt and I can't get in. So don't try to add me to your personal network in LinkedIn.
Yeah. Evidently the Chinese think that is,
that's worth more than Facebook.
It's worth more than Facebook for the Chinese. I guess in China, LinkedIn really, really is going strong.
Wow. Good for them.
Good for them. It's got to be going strong somewhere,
Good
I guess.
Good for Steven LinkedIn.
It gets worse, Anthony.
No.
It gets worse.
How so, Jeff?
They want even more personal information. In fact, university students are putting up...
They want to have a drink with your ex-girlfriend.
They don't want to know.
Like, it's not weird, dude.
No, you're done with her.
It's
you're moved
weird.
On.
Like, you don't mind if I have a drink with your ex-girlfriend, right?
I mean, I would prefer if
I'm
you
just
didn't.
Your banker. I'm just trying to get information about, like, you know, stuff. I mean, it wasn't weird. You guys didn't end it weird, did you?
No, we're still actually pretty friendly.
Cool.
It's nice, but, you know, I just need, like...
What's, like, your favorite kind of food? Like, just off...
Her
off
favorite
hand.
Food?
Yeah, like, what does she like?
She loves sushi, but that's not really pertinent to my loan application.
Sushi, great.
I need, like, $3,700 for a car just to be able to get to and from school.
Yeah, totally. And it's like, I'm just collecting this information as an officer of the bank and like, we're going to get you that loan and we want to get you to school.
Great.
I just need to know, like, is it better? Like, would it be weird if I called?
I mean, I don't think she would expect. Do you need me to call her first and prepare her for
no,
the call?
No. You don't have to do that. But like, if you don't mind, like,
You need her as like a reference?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to go out to like dinner. I'm going to talk to her and stuff about like, I don't know, like money or like what she's been up to or like Game
like
of Thrones.
Like up to since we dated?
Yeah. Just like how she's been and stuff and like, you know, just kind of like see if we're vibing, you know,
on like a financial level.
Yeah. As a financial institution, are we vibing with her in a sexual way?
Huh.
Is she ticklish?
Yeah, that's neither here nor there, and I don't think that
if she's like super ticklish, I'll give you 3% off the interest of the loan.
Deal. it's actually kind of that weird. They are actually allowing university students to put up as collateral on their loan nude pictures of themselves.
Done.
So
done.
Basically, the idea is if you default on their loan, on your loan,
fine.
They're going to send your nude picture
great
to your family.
Fantastic. I don't care. I'll do this. Can I send them 5 nude photos and get 25% off the interest rate of my loan?
No, I think the idea is the interest rate is still terribly high and gross, but if you default on it, they're going to send nudies
fine
to your fam.
Great. Let
so
me tell
mom
you
mom gets a big zip file that she has to figure out how to open, and then once she does... But by the way, don't click on the attachments.
They would have to send physical photos to my mother.
Yeah.
They would have to. That's the only way to do it.
They'd have to actually go to the Kinko's and print them out.
Yeah, I mean, they would have to. I would give them photos, they would print them, and they would send them to my mom. And here's the thing. It would be totally cool. It's totally fine. Jeff.
Yeah, your mom is awesome with that. She's like, oh,
it doesn't matter if my mom's awesome with that. Here's what's awesome, okay?
Yeah.
I take out a high interest rate loan.
Uh-huh.
Go to college. Get a degree. Default on the fucking loan. Okay?
Yeah.
They send my mom a naked picture of me. She calls me up. Oh my God, why did I get this naked picture
of
you?
Why did Wells Fargo send me pictures of your balls?
Because I had to do that in exchange for going to college for fucking free.
Then your mom says...
And then my mom goes, you're a very smart boy.
And by the way... Very clean balls.
Very clean balls.
Those balls are shiny.
And if it's not too weird, pretty well endowed. I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's definitely too weird.
Haven't seen it in a very, very long time. It's come a long way. And I'm so proud of you for graduating college. I would put it on the fucking internet if I go to school for free. I don't give a
you
shit.
You get to default on the loan. Put up billboards.
I'll do it for like a cool drone. I'll do it for like a cool drone camera right now. If you give me one of those cool like helicopter drone cameras, like a quad. Yeah, yeah, dude. If you give me a sick drone, I can make like sick drone videos. I'll give you a naked picture of me and I will default on the loan. And you can do whatever you want with that naked
picture.
I'll shoot
some sweet pictures of my balls with that drone camera.
I've been doing sit-ups lately. I'm fine with it. Free drone? Also, remember, my credit rating was terrible for most of my life. You can't threaten me with a low credit rating.
Yeah.
You can't do it. I don't care. It's not a real thing to me.
Yeah.
I also don't care if you have a naked picture of me. There's literally nothing you can do to get me to give you your money back.
So basically what you're doing when you take out a loan is determining the price of your naked photos.
I'm just saying thank you for giving me money every time I take out a loan. Somebody gives me a credit card, I say thank you for the free money.
Somebody is legitimately purchasing naked photos of you for an amount of money.
For an amount! For a cool drone!
For one, this one drone's worth
one,
of balls.
This, I will give you one drone's worth of full Monty. It's a drone Monty. Whatever it's what like if and if we move up to that super sick drone that has like those spider legs when it lands.
Oh man.
You'll get front and back.
You get full like goatsy.
Two photos.
I'll go full goatsy for that shit.
I would probably do that. For a free drone?
Oh, I'd that's awful.
And somebody just had a picture of my ass with me holding it open? Because here's the other thing about that. That's just an ass photo.
Yeah,
you don't know
you
that's
can't
me.
Find out. Well, no, what if you have to like
verify
bend
that
over
it's me?
And put your face between your legs? Like, you know, like you
and like give a thumbs up?
Give a thumbs up while holding your ass open.
I still get a drone?
Yeah, you get a sweet drone with spider legs.
Yeah, cool. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Do you have one in your trunk right now?
I do. And I have no desire for that photo of you, but you know, just on principle, I'd do the deal.
Yeah, sure. Just like, I don't really want to take naked photos of myself.
No, nobody wants that, but everybody
if I could
wants
go to college
drone,
or get a sweet drone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it.
I like how college is the equivalent of a sweet drone.
Oh, I'd rather have a sweet drone.
Yeah. Either a degree in make-believe like I have now.
Yeah.
Or a sweet drone. I think I'd be able to do more with a sweet drone.
Oh, you'd get the sickest aerial shots. It's like you don't understand.
You don't get it, Anthony. Every time I apply for an acting job, someone asks me to see my BFA in acting. They're like, yeah. I would love to give you this job. I think you're perfect for it. But I really need to make sure that you have a BFA in acting from a verified institution.
Can you pantomime taking it out of a fake briefcase?
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what you do, right? Because you're just like, and they're like, whoa, holy shit, his object work is crazy.
High quality. Here.
Look at the space work on this motherfucker. And then they pick up the degree because now they are part of it. They have to yes
in,
and
they're
you.
In. They're in.
They have to yes and
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
That's the rules of the scene.
Right.
And so they pick it up and they have to examine the fake degree.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, very impressive, Mr. Kanata.
Yeah.
Like,
and I can't hear them because I'm in an invisible box.
Right, right.
But I open a little door on that invisible box and I peer out of it.
You're like, oh, you guys are still here.
Yeah.
Did you happen to take a look at my credentials?
And then I kindly ask for my naked pictures back.
Two things that don't really exist, kids. Degrees and credit scores.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. I think this is... you think this is a thing you would be in for? You'd be in for...
I don't care.
But
of course.
You don't think this is oversharing and kind of... I mean, basically the government
Look,
has this
here's
information
the thing.
In China.
There's something creepy about saying, no, we won't give you a loan unless you give me a naked photo of yourself. Like, oh, your credit's terrible. You don't qualify for this loan. But maybe we could work something out.
I know, that is super creepy.
But if this was a system that was set up in a reliable and trustworthy way, like I assume this is, where it's like, we are a financial institution, you give us the photo, we have somebody verify that it is a photo of you.
None of us will look at it.
We're not going to look at it except Roger. Roger looks at all the photos.
Hi, how you doing? I love all the photos.
No, Roger, you're not supposed to say that you love all the photos.
I just enjoy my job.
No, Roger, no, no.
I'm sorry. I love looking at your photos.
No!
I also love giving out college loans.
There
you
go.
I just want all the kids to be educated and naked.
No, Roger.
Oh, sorry.
there are, remember how we told you to say those sentences?
Uh-huh. The sentences about how I don't look at any of the photos except to verify that they are, in fact, naked?
No, that they are, in fact, the person in the...
The person in the photo who is definitely naked.
Yes.
That there are at least two boobies in every shot.
Roger, are you holding... No, and are you holding, like, a pile of the photos right now?
I'm just laying on them a little bit.
No, Roger, you
they
can't...
They feel nice, also.
You can't roll around in them like that.
They're nice, and they feel good on my skin. I like to be naked when I'm doing my job, too. It just feels fair.
Listen, guys, I appreciate that you're trying to make this seem on the up and up, but I am literally so desperate for money that I've come to this point. So do you really think I care if the guy is creepy or not? Let's really take like a good long look at where I am and where you are and what we're doing and wonder if anybody is uncomfortable with Roger.
Just if you don't have any photos, I also will take them for you if you want. I have a nice camera and a degree in make believe.
He just takes out a fake camera and just starts like, and everybody's forced to yes and yeah, start taking, but they only take their fake clothes off.
Oh, see,
that's the loophole.
That's really the loophole.
Yeah. I mean, if I knew that it was, hey, look, we put them in the equivalent of like a safe deposit box. Nobody looks at these things. We don't send them anywhere. They like we sign. Like there is an agreement to your privacy as well.
Right.
And at the end of it, once you pay it off, you get the picture back. Like,
I want to know how this first deal happened. You know, like, did the bank suggest this, or did some kid be like,
oh, some dude,
the only thing I have as collateral is this naked picture of me. And they're like,
you can send it to my mom.
Yeah.
If I don't
I swear
you,
to God, I'll pay it back.
If I don't pay you, I swear to God, you can send it to my mom. I swear to God.
Well, we don't want to give you $4,700.
But look, like here.
But
look.
I bet your mom would be mortified.
She would. In this one, I got a beer bottle up my butt.
Oh.
I don't want her to see that.
You really shouldn't have rushed that frat.
No, I mean, but hey, look.
Oh my God, is that an entire sitting stool in your anus?
So $3,700 is for tuition and $1,000 is for the remainder of my medical costs.
Sounds fair.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where does it end? It's a slippery slope, Anthony. Where does it end?
I think maybe two equally skeezy people were sitting across the table from each other, Lender and Lendy.
Yeah.
And they just looked at each other and they're like, we're doing this, right? Like, we're doing this. This is where it's going. Fine.
Yeah.
And now it's precedent, and now it's something that the bank does, and you can tell all your skeezball friends, come on down with the nudes.
Come on down with the nudes.
Come on down with the nudes to the first bank of wherever.
They have that, like, light-up neon sign that says, we accept nudes.
We accept nudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nudes for dudes.
I think as long as there is a proper... Because you don't have to do it, right? As long
no,
as it
you
doesn't,
don't have to do
as
it.
As long as it doesn't become something that they... The trick is how often they require it. Right.
Well, here's the details. They say that the typical loan is 15,000 yuan, which is like $2,200, and they get basically a weekly interest rate of 30%.
Wow,
which is insane.
So this already tells me that this nudie photo loan thing is literally for the people in the worst. With the worst credit, the worst.
I mean, this isn't like AAA credit guy who's like,
saying,
I'll go nudes.
They're not requiring it from a ton of people. Now, are they further shaming people that are in low income, that are forced to borrow money, that are in a bad way? Are they humiliating these people? That's the question.
Yeah,
it's a question of dignity.
It is a question of, I mean, I don't know if
I will go and volunteer this.
Right.
But if you make,
you have no dignity.
Because I have no dignity. But right. if somebody comes in and they're in a bad way and you go, we'll do it, but you have to give us a naked photo of yourself, that's degrading.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah. And I'm sure it's probably done more for the females than the males.
Now, if I come in and I wink and you wink and I slide a photo across the table, we're in business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I volunteered
that.
There's
nothing shady about two winks and a little discreet sliding across of a table.
We are in business. Let me tell you something.
Shady about that.
Let me tell you something. If you're a bank that accepts that when I do it, something shady about you. I still feel pretty okay about myself.
Right. So you're not worried about the GPS thing and like looking at your phone and like the massive info that they want to do any of this stuff.
You know, we've talked about this before, Jeff, and it's like, unless you have location services 100% turned off for everything all the time in your life, everybody knows where
this is just a new paradigm is what you're saying.
Everybody, dude, I'm more worried about the fact that law enforcement in the States now can just like grab location services stuff off your phone if they need to. Like it's super easy for them to do that now.
Yeah.
I don't care if Wells Fargo knows that I'm spending their money on a fancy sandwich. You already gave me the money, assholes.
Yeah.
I'm eating this fancy sandwich
that I got delivered to me on Uber.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Not just an Uber, but like one of those like nice Ubers, like the big SUV Ubers.
Yeah,
like
baby.
The classy ones.
I want my sandwich arriving in style.
A Cadillac Escalade with 3 TaskRabbit people showed up with my $12 sandwich.
Yeah.
It was a $160 sandwich. And you paid for it, Wells Fargo, and I'll pay you back.
Yeah.
Like, I'll pay you back or whatever.
Eventually.
You already gave me the money. It doesn't matter if you know that I'm spending every day at the roller rink instead of class. You gave me that loan.
Yeah, that's on you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Now, if you didn't, like, I don't know. I'm interested to know what sort of locations you have to frequent for them to go, oh, yeah, we looked at your location data, and it looks like you are irresponsible with the funds.
Well, that's the next layer down, right, is the kind of profiling. What does that get into, and what kind of crazy prejudices are at play with regard to, you know, where you go?
Yeah, and I mean,
what
also,
you do and what apps you have.
You know, and also the flip side of this is one lender that's doing this, right? This is one lending company that's doing this huge stuff. And honestly, the way it works is if people don't go borrow money from these people because they're insane,
right?
This stuff goes away,
right?
It's not like it's law enforcement or government or whatever. Now, if all financial
it is government. It, in China, the way it works is the government takes the information and then gives it to the financial institutions.
Sure,
because
sure.
It's China.
Sure, because it's China.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing, man, is there's another layer to it there, right?
Yeah.
But do you tell China, like, do you tell the Chinese government or do you tell the bank, like, no, I don't want to give you, I don't think I should have to give you this, I'm going to go to another bank.
Yeah.
Is that it? Like, can
I mean,
you still
theoretically, in a free economy, that's what you would do. I'm not so sure that it works like that in China.
If this is something where it's like, there's one lender that's working with the government to do this, then like, don't go to that lender.
It says, more than 80% of what's collected is in the hands of the government, which will make it largely available for the private sector.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's China.
I mean, it's not a great idea.
No.
I think out of all of them, yes, the naked pictures are the things that I find least invasive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is definitely the least.
But also, I have a lot of naked photos on LinkedIn.
Well, that's because your previous employment history really requires that kind of photography.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it
of
just
myself.
Makes sense. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, but I have naked photos of myself on all social media.
Former CEO of Naked Selfie Inc.
Naked Selfie Inc.
Yeah.
What did we sell? Nothing. We just posted naked selfies of me.
It's a sweet LinkedIn.
And then
profile.
Wrote it off. I don't understand how money works. Please lend me all of it. Yeah, I don't know. Would you give them access to location data? Would you give them nudie photos?
I mean, the nudie photos to your parents thing would be an awkward conversation one time, but it's not a deterrent for me. The deterrent for me is like, well, you'll never be able to borrow money for anything ever again because your credit's so shitty. But
yeah, but I'm living proof that that goes away.
You got to work at
it. You wait a few years, it all kind of goes away.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, default on your loans. Default on all your responsibilities. Don't do that. It made my life a living hell for a while.
What would you guys do? Would you do this for a sweet interest rate deal?
What is the most degrading thing you would do? For a college loan or a sick drone.
Yeah. Sick drone. Now we're talking.
Yeah. What are the things that you would do that would be the most degrading to get that? And then maybe we'll ask you to do them. Maybe we're going to give away drones.
Maybe we got a stockpile of drones and some empty frames in our apartment that
maybe
we need
this is
filled
all
with pictures.
Maybe this is all branded content. Who knows, everybody? Who can say? The lines are so blurry these days.
But your pictures better not be.
Yeah, no, we want those tack sharp. Please don't actually send us nudes. Please don't do
God,
that.
God, no.
But do let us know what you would do for what degrading things you would do to borrow money. And if you have done any degrading things to borrow money in the past, we would love to know that too.
That's a very interesting story to tell.
Yeah, we're on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those sick drones, and drones, of course, with a Z.
Of course. That's how you know they're sick.